This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. People are still talking about the amazing performances delivered by Beyoncé both weekends at the Coachella Music Festival. Queen Bey hired 100 dancers a week before the festival and have them all sign non-disclosure agreements to ensure the details of her show be kept secret. Between guest performances from Jay-Z and Solange, Beyoncé also reunited with Destiny's Child. Wow, historic. In other Coachella news, Eminem closed out the festival, performing a medley of hits and recruiting some hip-hop heavies for his set, including Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, and singer Skylar Grey and Bebe Rexha. Meanwhile, when The Weeknd performed his song about Selena Gomez, Call Out My Name, he got so emotional he started to cry. Were there extra tissues in The Weeknd's rider? Grand Theft Auto V, the video game that pushed mature content to new heights, is also the most profitable title ever, but not just in the video game world. The game has made more money than any film, book, or game ever. Since its release in 2013, GTA V has sold over 90 million units and taken in $6 billion in revenue. Ka-ching! Animated hookers, good! Sacha Baron Cohen has been cast in the lead role of the Netflix series The Spy. The six-episode series tells the story of Eli Cohen, a spy for Israel in Syria in the early 1960s. Cohen managed to embed himself into Syrian high society and rise through the ranks of their politics, shaping the Middle East as it is today, which is a mess. Thanks, Eli! Gwen Stefani is the latest superstar to sign a deal for a series of shows in Las Vegas, joining the ranks of Britney Spears, Celine Dion, and Lady Gaga. Stefani will kick off a residency at the Planet Hollywood Casino Resort in June. The Hollaback Girl said in a statement that having a show in Las Vegas is, quote, an incredible honor, unquote. Wonder if her contract includes free buffets. The LADA is reviewing a sexual assault case against Kevin,
wanna see my package?
Spacey. The incident involving an adult male took place in October 1992 in West Hollywood. The star has been accused of sexual misconduct by numerous men in the U.S. and in England. Star Trek Discovery actor Anthony Rapp was the first accuser to go public with his story. Some discovery. Ugh. James McAvoy and Bill Hader are in talks to join It Chapter 2. Jessica Chastain is already set to star in the horror sequel. The second chapter, a follow-up to the smash hit 2017 It reboot, will focus on the adult versions of the characters that were terrorized by the demon clown Pennywise. That means that McAvoy and Bill Hader may be in the market soon for size 17 shoes. Mariah Carey revealed her struggles with bipolar disorder, saying she didn't want to believe it after being hospitalized and diagnosed in 2001 following a mental and physical breakdown. She recently received treatment after enduring the hardest couple of years she'd been through, which included the cancellation of Mariah's World and separating from her fiancé. Gee, it's tough being a diva. Jessica Jones has been renewed for a third season at Netflix. The second season of the Marvel series saw Kristen Ritter return in the title role as a hard-drinking, super-powered New York City private investigator who was just beginning to put her life back together after murdering her tormentor, Kilgrave, in the end of season one. Ah, there's nothing like a hard-drinking superhero to wet our beaks. Katy Perry has figured out a way to combat foot odor with her latest pair of summer sandals. Called the Jelly, G-E-L-I, these brightly colored shoes come in lime, strawberry, cherry, watermelon, peach, and lemon aromas. If you believe the hype, the product is perfect for tropical adventures and beachside cocktails. Who thought mixing fruit and stink is a good idea? Sean Penn isn't known for his sense of humor, but the actor is poking fun at the negative reviews for his first novel, Bob Honey Who Just Do Stuff. The Oscar winner's publisher, Atria Books, ran a full-page ad in the New York Times and the Washington Post under the banner, "The Critics Agree." Yep, the critics agree the novel is terrible. Yikes. Hey, Sean, stick to acting. Shia LaBeouf is back! He revealed details about one of his art projects in Finland, where he spent a month isolated in a cabin, communicating only via text to visitors at a Helsinki museum. He also revealed he recently got a French bulldog with his wife, Mia. LaBeouf said, quote, "I don't know if he's emotional or whatever, but he likes to eat his own doo-doo," unquote. That makes two emotional rejects. Rihanna sure made a spectacle of herself at Coachella. In a bid to top the $1,000 UGG boots she wore the night before, Rihanna wore a knit mask, python print pants, and enormous chandelier earrings with a rose gold bangle that also served as a flask. The Stealth Flask is designed to hold up to 3.5 ounces of any adult beverage. We want to hang with her. 38-year-old Julius Sandrock was arrested outside Taylor Swift's house. He told police he'd driven from Colorado to her L.A. home in hopes of meeting with the singer, but wouldn't leave after security asked him to leave. The arrest comes 3 weeks after a man named Bruce Rowley was arrested in Connecticut for robbing a bank, which he thought would impress Taylor. Wow, nutsos galore. The Trash Bin. Bounty hunters, armed with warrants and guns, busted into a house where former That's So Raven star Orlando Brown was hiding in his boxers. He had several warrants for his arrest in Los Angeles County. He was arrested in January following a family dispute and charged with battery against his spouse, resisting a peace officer, and possession of a controlled substance. Yep, idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's iPhone sales growth in China will be roughly flat this fiscal year, citing rising local competition. Gmail is getting a confidential mode that prevents users from printing or forwarding your email. Uber will start doing annual criminal background checks on U.S. drivers and add a feature that allows riders to call 911 in an emergency. Morgan Stanley issued a warning that the end is near for the bull market. Time to put your money under your mattress.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
A Quiet Place returns to the number one spot at the box office.
The number one album.
Jason Aldean's Rearview Town enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Heads Up is still the number one app.
The number one book.
Fascism, A Warning by Madeleine Albright is the number one nonfiction book.
Charlie Puth's initial exposure as a musical artist came through the viral success of his song videos uploaded to YouTube. See You Again was released as Puth's debut single in 2015, which he co-wrote, co-produced, and performed with Wiz Khalifa for the Furious 7 soundtrack as a tribute to Paul Walker. His career took off with the single going to the top of the U.S. charts, and it was number one for 12 non-consecutive weeks. His other hits include Marvin Gaye, One Call Away, We Don't Talk Anymore, and How Long. From the upcoming album Voice Notes, here's Charlie Puth featuring Kehlani with the Song of the Week, Done For Me.
What you thinking? You think that you could be better off with somebody new? No, baby, no. You say you're leaving. Well, if you wanna leave, there ain't nobody stopping you. No, baby, no. I won't beg for your love. To the ground on my knees. You know I've given this everything, baby, honestly, baby, honestly. I lie for you, baby, die for you, baby, cry for you, baby, but tell me what you've done for me. For you, baby, only you, baby, the things I do, baby, but tell me what you've done for me.
That was Charlie Puth featuring Kehlani with the Song of the Week, Done For Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.